Edgar Wallace, Bones in London, read by Joel Nisbet. Chapter 1. Bones and Big Business. There was a slump in the shipping market, and men who were otherwise decent citizens wailed for 1 hour of glorious war when Kenyon Line Deferred had stood at 88.5, and even so poor an organisation as Siddons Steam Packets Line had been marketable at 3 3/8. Two bareheaded men came down the busy street, their hands thrust into their trouser pockets, their sleek, well-oiled heads bent in dejection. No word they spoke, keeping step with the stern precision of soldiers. Together they wheeled through the open doors of the Commercial Trust building. Together they left-turned into the elevator and simultaneously raised their heads to examine its roof as though in its panelled ceilings was concealed some Delphic oracle who would answer the riddle which circumstances had set them. They dropped their heads together and stood with sad eyes regarding the attendant's leisurely unlatching of the gate. They slipped forth and walked in single file to a suite of offices inscribed Pole Brothers Brokers, and beneath the United Merchant Shippers Corporation, and passed through a door which, in addition to this declaration, bore the footnote Private. Here the file divided, one going to one side.